Seattle's mayor's race is on the air. Several candidates in the crowded 9-person race have started running TV ads. And with less than a month to go before the primary on August 6th, will they make a difference? Well, KOW's Deborah Wong has been screening them. She's here to talk about the candidates and their ad strategies. Where are these ads airing anyway?
Well, they'll be on cable TV. So if you watch CNN or MSNBC or Lifetime or Bravo, you might actually run into them. They will not be on broadcast channels. The candidates simply can't afford that.
And tell us a little bit about which candidates are running the ads now.
Right now, two candidates are currently running ads. City Council member Bruce Harrell and Mayor Mike McGinn, they started running their ads last week. And then today, the newest entrant to the ad war is State Senator Ed Murray. His campaign just released an ad that will start airing tomorrow, but we have a sneak peek.
My parents were inspired by President Kennedy. Our family believed that we could make a difference. When I realized I was gay, I thought I would never have that chance. But Seattle's a special place. I've represented our city in the state legislature for 18
years. Now, Senator Murray has been one of the more aggressive campaigners, critical of the current mayor, but doesn't sound like his ad's going in that direction.
No, it's a pretty standard sort of soft focus autobiographical ad. It talks about service and what he's accomplished in Olympia, with the twist that it talks also about his being gay. He talks about his leadership in the same-sex marriage issue, and he appears at the end with photos of his partner, Michael Shiosaki.
And what about the mayor's TV campaign?
So the mayor has two ads up right now, and they both feature women who are prominent in the community. And they're talking about all the things that McGinn has done in his first 4 years in office. The first ad started last week, and it's about McGinn's support of the city's schools. And a new ad features a community activist named Pat McCoy. She talks about what McGinn has done for libraries.
What if Seattle had a mayor who made sure our libraries stayed open? Who ensured we increased our collection of books, who made sure we unlocked our library doors on Sundays. What if we had a mayor who knows that libraries are one of a city's most treasured resources?
And now these are scripts that pretty much follow what McGinn has been saying on the campaign trail. He's made the point that he's been an activist mayor in the last 4 years. He's gotten a lot done in his administration, despite some obvious bumps in the road.
So it's all accentuate the positive, at least in the TV ads. No attack ads?
Well, no attack ads per se, but the closest thing we have really to an attack ad is the one from Bruce Harrell. He's a city council member, and he released an ad last week that starts out kind of on a negative note. It features an image of Mike McGinn's big face kind of looming over a skyline of Seattle, and cracks start to appear in the picture.
Our current mayor has failed and fractured this city. As mayor, I will bring people together.
Bruce Harrell, a valedictorian from a Seattle public school, leading the Huskies to a Rose Bowl win, an attorney helping area companies create jobs.
Yeah, that first line a little bit snarky, kind of echoing what a lot of these candidates are saying on
right.
The stump, too. They're more vocal about attacking the mayor there. But what's the expectation for TV ads? I haven't noticed many of them in the past. How is this going to affect the vote? Do we have any idea?
Well, nobody really knows. I mean, the last time we really saw a lot of political ads in a campaign was the last fall during the presidential campaign and during the mayor governor's race and the congressional races. A ton of TV ads just kind of blanketing television, a lot on broadcast media. And this is different. This is a local race. There's not as much money. So these guys are buying cable TV ads. It's not a huge investment. We're talking about like $60,000 roughly that the McGinn and the Harrell campaigns are spending. I spoke to John Weibel. He's McGinn's campaign consultant. And he said that, TV is a pretty good investment because they can really target these ads to the folks that they think are in their demographic. I mean, if you want to target women, if you want to target older people, you can sort of select the programs that you know that those folks will watch. But he says, it's a really fractured media landscape. So TV has to be just one component of a much broader strategy.
Now, of course, all the candidates can't afford to do TV ads. Are they perceived as being at a disadvantage because of that?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. So former city council member Peter Steinbrück is not up on TV. He doesn't really have the money for a TV buy. He's raised significantly less than the other front runners. His campaign manager is Tom Van Bronckhorst, and he says that they've decided to take what money they have and put it into mailings instead.
With TV, it's a very broad approach. It's more of a shotgun approach. You are kind of betting on the fact that that people are going to be home in the summer on a nice day watching television. And our focus groups have shown that our voters, at least, are active people who are out in their gardens, who are talking with their neighbors, who are walking around in the evening when they're not at work.
Yeah, that's a little bit of sour grapes. I mean, their folks don't watch TV, so they're not going to buy TV ads. But they said that their campaign will probably put more money into mailings that will reach you in your mailbox. So you might want to expect to receive a lot of Peter Steinbrück mailings in the coming days.
And then there's Charlie Stedeker. He's got a TV ad, but it's not on TV, is it?
Yes. Charlie Stedeker is the businessman, the real estate broker, and he's not going up on TV, but he's produced a series of internet-only ads. And with the first one, which is out now, he's decided to have a little bit of fun.
His extensive shoe collection does not include a single pair of flip-flops. When he diets, he cuts calories, not car lanes. And he's a man who actually listens when being spoken to.
Now, I was kind of like, I was amazed by this ad. I was thinking, what the heck is that about? But apparently I am the only one in the universe who doesn't know that this is a spoof of a series of Dos Equis ads that are called The Most Interesting Man in the World. And we have a little bit of that.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis.
Well, I don't know if he's the most interesting man in the world, but Stedeker's got the most interesting tie, a bow tie, which in that ad is curiously askew.
It is a bit askew. We noticed that. So I don't know if he's going to, you know, have people not vote for him because of that. But this is one of these ads that I think the campaign hopes will go viral just because it's so silly. We'll see.
We shall see. Deborah Wong is covering the mayor's race. And next week on The Conversation and on Weekday, we'll have all the candidates in for some candidate interviews that Marcy Silman and I will be conducting. That's next week on The Conversation and Weekday.